Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Jayden Forster, good morning to you.
Good morning, PZ.
Welcome back to another week of entertainment news, and I reckon you might have been busy bit going on, including the fact that some of the Neighbours cast still fuming over the Logies snub that they suffered.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. I mean, the way that they were treated with that 30-second sizzle reel basically incorporated into the presentation of an award by two people who used to be on Neighbours, as all of the current cast watched on sort of behind the camera deck, was just downright disrespectful. I mean, it should have been a standalone segment, like Bruce McAvaney's induction into the Hall of Fame, with a moment there for their peers to sort of recognise and acknowledge what they've done, and really nothing less. And I actually think that they should have apologised to them. It's obviously too late to do that now. The horse has bolted, but that would have been just a simple PR response at the very least. But look, thank heavens that the actor awards we're hearing come November and December will be honouring them with a tribute worthy of their 37 years on the screen, because as Stephen Dennis, the latest star to criticise the Logies, said on Wednesday at their big farewell lunch here in Nunawading in Melbourne, in slightly more colourful language, if you're not going to honour the show that's been on air for 37 years, then nick off. And I agree. If we as an industry can't honour the longest running soap on TV's Night of Nights, then why are we doing the Logies?
Yeah, I fully agree with you. And until you said his name, Stephen Dennis, all I could think of was Paul Robinson.
Right.
I could remember the character he played. I couldn't remember his real name.
Yeah, well, he sort of took on the bit of the persona there of Paul Robinson when he delivered that sort of razor-sharp stinger there with the colourful language that he used. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the Logies are thinking. I mean, they continuously try to be like America or England, and it just is not working. No. I mean, Aussie TV is not like that. Aussie TV is cheesy and corny, and I think they really need to go back and have a look at that and make some changes, strip it back to its bones and make it fun again, because, you know, and I don't want people to think that I'm bashing on the Logies here, but it wasn't a train wreck. There were some great moments in there, but when your only memorable moments are, say, Bruce McAvaney being inducted into the Hall of Fame and the beautiful In Memoriam package and Jimmy Reed's funny little skits, I think you do need to make some changes. So we'll wait and see.
High drama this week for the drummer from the band Blink 182, Jayden Forster.
Yes, he's in hospital. He was rushed into one hospital in LA on Wednesday morning, then taken off to another hospital also in LA on Wednesday morning for, I guess, more precise treatment. And the way it was being reported, it was almost like we were about to get the violins out. He tweeted asking God to save him, and his daughter was asking people to pray for him, and his new wife, one of them dreaded Kardashian sisters, Kourtney Kardashian, was tailing him to hospital, and it turns out that it was just an inflamed pancreas. So I'm sure, you know, he was probably in quite a lot of pain. It's not exactly life and death stuff, although he probably thought it was at the time, but with the appropriate care and rest and recuperation, etc., he should be absolutely fine.
Look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm going to be looking the way of Cameron Diaz, because after 8 years away from acting, she's back.
She is. She's back in action, quite literally, because she's going to be starring in this upcoming Netflix movie called Back in Action, starring alongside the great man Jamie Foxx. And he was the one who actually announced this on his Twitter account yesterday morning. A great way he did that. If you've got Twitter, go on and have a look at that. It was brilliant. But yeah, it's in the pre-production point at this stage, and then they'll start filming on that later in the year. So who knows? Cameron Diaz, she's been out of the spotlight now for 8 years. This could very well be the start of more things to come. She was certainly very hot back then, doing great, great roles and great movies. So no short of offers that have been coming in over the last 8 years. Maybe this is the start of new things to come for her.
Jayden Forster, let's leave it at that, shall we? More entertainment news next week. Have a great week, a great weekend, all right?
You too. Thank you, PT.